So now it is, now it would read, talk about your experience helping to create a path to take a nonprofit organization out of financial distress into financial health. Okay, Adriana, can you call the roll?
Yes. Jose Luis Fuentes? Janet Barber?
Pass.
Lidia Rajon?
No.
Adriana Casnable? Yes.
Robert did you vote?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Robert Mark?
No.
Janet Corner? I cannot hear you, Janet.
Janet C.
Sitting, okay. Robert?
I must have been off. No.
Yes.
Sitting, Robert?
Yes.
Yes. Jim Brown?
No.
Benito Diaz?
No.
Gabby Vancouver? Janet Cobran, you pass?
I abstain.
Okay.
We have 2 yes, 5 no's, and 1 abstention.
Okay, so now we are moving on to Adriana's amendment, which is talk about your experience creating a path to taking a nonprofit organization out of financial distress into financial health. Would you call the roll?
Jonathan Ewan? Benito Diaz?
No.
Jim Brown?
No.
Serin Roberts?
Yes.
Janet Coleman?
I'm sorry, I passed for a minute.
Okay. Robert Mark?
Abstain.
Adriana Casnejo? Yes. Lidia Rajon?
No.
Janet Coleman?
No.
No. Okay, Janet Coleman, did you pass?
Janet Cobran passed. Oh,
Paulman.
No, I didn't. Pass. You didn't call my name yet.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Janet Coleman passed, but Janet Cobran's name was not called.
I'm sorry, Janet Cobran. I asked you, and you said that you vote no.
No, I did not. That was Janet Coleman. And Janet Cobran votes abstain.
Abstain. Okay. We have 2 yes, 5 no's, 1 abstention.
Okay, thank you. And then, so now we move on to Janet Coburn's, which reads, talk about your experience, if any, advising a company out of financial distress into financial health.
Okay. Janet Cobra?
Yes.
Lidia Bachan?
No.
Adriana Casnejo? Yes. Robert Mark?
How did you vote, Adriana?
Yes. Robert Mark?
Abstain.
Janet Coleman?
I heard her mute again. Janet C?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to abstain.
Sitting, Robert?
Yes. Yes.
Jim Brown?
The original motion.
Now, this is Janet K's motion. Talk about your experience, talk about your experience advising
if
a
any,
company.
Your
experience
if
with any advising a company out of financial distress into financial help.
No.
Benito Diaz.
No.
Dylan, you are. Three yes, three no's, and 2 abstentions.
Okay, so the motion failed. So now we're back on, so the motion failing, I guess the original question stands, unless you somebody wants to take a vote on it for reaffirmation. But
I mean, I have a question.
Yeah.
I mean, because everybody was asked before, I have the opportunity to say why they disagree with leading, because I think that leading is the CFO, is not the CFO, leading is the ED and the PMB. That was my concern on. Thank you.
Okay. Well, anyway, the amendments, all the amendments failed. Do people feel like we have to take a vote on the original?
Yes.
Okay. So, Diana, you want to do that?
Yes.
Okay, so this is a vote, again, on do you have any experience leading a company out of financial distress into financial health? If yes, can you give us, can you tell us how you achieved that? Call the roll.
Fuentes. Cover.
Pass.
Brazón. Lidia Brazón.
Yes.
Adriana Castillo. Abstain. Robert Mark.
Yes.
Janet Coleman.
Yes.
Daddy Robert. Yes. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Vito Diaz.
Aye.
Janet Lane, you are. Okay. Janet Coleman, you pass.
I abstain.
Six yes, zero no, 2 abstentions.
Okay. So there's something else. Okay, thank you. So there's something else I should have added to the agenda. I just now thought of it. Two other things. One is setting the next meeting, and I don't remember if we did that. And then number two, because I think we only set 2 in advance, and I think this is the second one. And then number two is in the event that we have a few more delays with posting to some main sites, or if we have to post to a daily, does anyone object to extending the deadline for the applications by 2 weeks, and so that it would be August 15th instead of July 31st?
Mm.
Hello?
Serene with a question.
Yes, go ahead, Serene.
What kind of response have we had?
We haven't had any yet. And we haven't finished posting, though, either, because there were, issues with our ability to post certain things due to the expense of the in-person meeting and so forth, and our card and blah, 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 and access to certain sites and so forth. But we have been posting, but only to the free sites. So, so that's what
Janet,
I'm saying. Taking longer for the... Yes.
Okay, so are we talking about the next meeting, or are we talking about extending?
extending
deadline
or both?
Right now, before we continue with the questions and before we have to adjourn, well, we don't have to adjourn. We didn't set a time. I should have for around, usually it's 7. But is there any objection to extending 2 weeks if necessary? It's July 31st, and I'm saying August 15th.
Okay.
Hello?
Lydia, we have posed August 14th for the personal committee meeting. We have posted it already.
Oh, August, what is it?
August 14th.
Okay, great. Okay. Okay, that's fine. So that settles that. Does anybody object to extending the search, if necessary, to August the 15th? If necessary, meaning if all of a sudden I get 60 resumes in based on and we finish the posting of all these things and I get the HR saying that we do or do not need a daily newspaper and so forth. But if everything goes smoothly, we could still stick to July 31st. But if it's just trickling in, does anybody object to extending it to August the 15th?
Can we change it for 14th? And when we have our meeting, we will know if we need to extend it or not.
Our deadline right now is July 31st. So we would have to decide tonight to extend it to the 15th.
The current deadline on the ad is July 31st. She's asking whether there's an objection to extending that deadline to August, I guess, 15th.
15th, if necessary.
Yes.
If necessary.
Let me finish this.
People were unclear. Since our next meeting is scheduled for August 14th. There will be no meeting on the 31st of July to decide we don't have enough, let's go again. That's why she's seeking agreement now to do that if it's necessary.
Okay. Is there an objection?
There is a stack.
Okay, you object?
No, let me...
Okay, no, go ahead, Benito.
Okay, Benito, go ahead. Yeah, I'm not objecting, but I do think that Adriana has a good point. If we're going to meet on the 14th,
right, then
it might make sense to put the date as the 14th so we can discuss it at the meeting.
Thank you.
We might need to extend it again.
Okay, so
I'm saying that's fine.
So that's an amendment to the 14th. Does anybody object extending it to the 14th?
Janet Kay.
Yes, Janet Kay.
Well, I'm thinking that I don't know whether this could happen, but even we might want to, if we extend it to the 15th. And we meet on the 14th, and we find that, wait a minute, we still need more time. We need to extend it again, that we could do that on the 14th, whereas if the deadline was the 14th and we met on the 14th, we wouldn't be able to extend it yet again. So I would go for the
14th. I have no idea what you just said. It seemed to me that if it's the 14th, then, and I... we get on the meeting and I say we have 3 resumes, we would, on the 14th, extend it to the 31st, right?
Okay.
So I don't know what
you
just
said. I just thought it would be easier or more proper to not extend it on the deadline day. So that's why I would want to go with August 15th instead of 14th.
I don't think it matters, Janet.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So again, if there's no other objections to the 14th,
request for information.
Sure. Go ahead, Robert.
I mean, right now we can extend it because we haven't published it. But whether you do it on the 14th or the 15th, that'll be post-publication requiring republication with the new date.
That's correct.
So okay.
So right now what will happen is that tomorrow we will ask Otis to change the date to the 15th and put in that the deadline is being extended, and that's it.
I thought we were talking about the 14th.
All of the pre-ads, by the way, posted so far allow me to change that, so that's not a problem because I was foreseeing that. Okay? Any problem? Anything else?
Janet K., point of information or point of clarification or something.
Uh-huh.
So I thought Benito had suggested that we make the deadline or somebody the 14th, not the 15th.
That's what we agreed. Are you disagreeing with that again?
No. I thought I heard you say that we agreed.
No, 14th. 1-4.
Okay.
No, 1-4. Thank you. And then, okay, so that's settled, and the next meeting date, again, is August the 14th, also the deadline. And, okay, wait, so I'm not finished. So what I would recommend, unless someone has an objection, is that we adjourn, and on the 14th, now don't forget, we have time to tweak these questions. I got an early start. I compared it to what we did in 2012, 2013. And at that time, you know, we did that right before we started the interviews. We still have a process that we haven't completed either, which is we would have to take the time to read the resumes, and then, you know, you toss out the ones that were really applying for something totally different, et cetera, or whatever. And then you have, and then we collect, you know, our first pool of prospective candidates, and we whittle it down from there. So we still have a little process to go. But right now, we have the luxury of waiting for the resumes to come in, so we also have time to continue with the question. Does anybody? And then I know I will. I heard you, Janet K. And so right now, what I would recommend is that we adjourn and do that. And then now, since I didn't post the questions till today, we can also exchange thoughts by email, Janet K.
So I'm wondering whether we might want to also have an executive session on the 14th. I'm not saying I know of any reason, but right now there is no executive session notice for that. So,
point of information.
Just raising that as a question.
Oh, okay. I'm inclined to say no because there's so much more process that we still have that is all open session. What I just described, we have to still discuss the process of whittling things down and how we're going to do that and so on and so forth and a timeline for the interviews. None of that would involve the discussion of the individual candidates. Now, perhaps the one after that probably should if we have enough resumes on the 14th to get into that. Then, from that point on, we should have probably executive session only and report out. And then who was that, Adriana?
Yes.
And Benita to the stack afterward.
Okay, and then
Benita. And then Janet K. again. Janet K.
And then Janet K.
Yes. I believe that we, because I wrote it in my notes, that we, almost everybody agreed to eliminate number four, right? Did we? Because even John, the prophet, he talked about that, and I think that a lot of us talked about that, didn't we?
I think that we did. Is there anybody that still wanted to have number four in there? Okay, so number four is eliminated.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Then Benito and then Janet K.
Yeah, I don't have a problem closing down, except that I'd like to finish with question one And I just had a brief, a quickie motion, if we can do it real quick. If it's going to take time, then we can just leave it for next time.
Well, we finished question one.
Yeah, but I still have another proposal.
You want to?
On a different issue about number one.
Okay. Well, then that'll have to wait till next time, because I think we have talked that into the ground. We spent most of the meeting on that. But, you know, send us stuff by email. Everybody, we can be active by email. It's my fault I didn't get this out. I should have gotten this out. Okay, so Janet K.
Okay, so at the last meeting, I think we scheduled two meetings, one for today and one for August 14th, and I'm concerned about waiting until the 14th to schedule the one after that. And so I'm wondering whether we should consider scheduling another personnel committee meeting on August 28th or sometime in September, or both.
I think August 28th is good. It's good for me. Does anybody have any objection for August 28th? And that's a good idea. I'll tell you why, because there's no way that we can't have some resumes that we will already have received by August 28th, we'll definitely be able to go into the session and start whittling things down.
We will schedule then like a regular meeting and like a executive session or just executive session?
That's a good question.
I'd say both.
We can schedule both and decide.
Both. Just make.
Yeah, do both.
But we can make the open session, you know, maybe 45 minutes or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, because that can always be extended.
Right.
Yeah, we're bound to have process issues left over from the 14th if it goes like today. Because we only got a couple questions done. Okay.
And then what about another meeting in September, like September 18th?
Can we leave that?
No, I'll tell you why no. Because depending on the flow of resumes, we might be prepared to conduct some of the our meetings thereafter would be to actually interview people. Conceivably, we might know more by the 14th. On the 14th, I would be open to either scheduling a new meeting or to start scheduling appointments if I get a flood of resumes. It just depends.
A flood of good resumes.
good resumes, yeah. We had a fantastic pool last time, by the way. I mean, a huge pool. And they were all qualified. You know, it's the other variables that come into play. By qualified, I mean they were all professionally qualified as accountants from one, you know, in a broad spectrum, and mostly commercial and so forth. But, you know, our other criteria then help define the smaller pool.
Are you able to recover some of those?
We have not discussed that. I think, again, that's a conversation for the 14th in the event that we don't get much of a response from the same pot. But as I said, don't forget, our ultimate pool was small. By the time you add Pacifica's criteria to it, it comes down to a very small pool. So anyway, so there you go. Okay, so I think we're adjourned now. Does anybody have any objection? So we're scheduling the 28th, and on the 14th we'll consider scheduling additional meetings. I think it is very helpful to schedule them in advance if we can. Okay?
Yep.
Anything else? Okay, good. Thank you. This is actually very productive. Okay, thank you all so much. For giving up your Friday night. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Good night.